Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the blind, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We dropped a podcast at the end of last week going through all the rumours and everything going around about teams and how they would match up for the start of the season. The Gold Coast Titans are one team that is very, very interesting. Obviously, a few new recruits arriving at the club. Sam Verrills comes up from the Chooks, very, very excited about him. But more importantly, Kieran Foran arrives from the Manly Seagulls. We said at the end of 2021 that we could not believe the Titans had decided to let Jamal Fogarty go and it would cost them, and that if they are going to go with this plan to the youngsters, they need to keep at it, and I think they realised pretty quickly that they had made a mistake. Credit to them, they rectified it, they went and got Kieran Foran, but we've now learnt that, you know, Toby Sexton, who 12 months ago, he was the future of this club. He was the guy that they were building around. And I said at the start of the last season, he is the guy that I am most worried about heading into 2022. And look, I thought he held his own, to be honest with you. Like, his kicking game was sensational throughout a lot of the year. Is he perfect? No, but he's a rookie halfback. He's a rookie halfback in a bottom four side. Like, I don't know. I just feel a little bit sorry for him. And it's been revealed that Tanner Boyd, he will start at halfback. Now, me personally, bring Kieran Foran to the club, I would play him at halfback, and I assume that's the direction they would go. I assume that they would play AJ Brimson at 5'8", and I also assumed that Jaden Campbell would be at fullback. Now, I don't think that AJ Brimson's best position is 5'8". I think it is fullback, but I think Jaden Campbell is too talented to leave out of the side, so I would have gone with Brimson at 6, even though I believe he's their best player and I think he'd be playing out of position. I think in order to get all their superstars into one team, which I think they need them all on the park as much as they possibly can, that's the direction I would have gone in. It has been announced by Justin Holbrook that as it stands right now, his team for round one will be Tanner Boyd at halfback, Kieran Foran at 5'8", AJ Brimson at fullback, and of course, Jaden Campbell, he will wear jersey 14. So very, very interesting times up there at the Titans, and I've got a number of thoughts about this. Let me start with this off the top, though. I don't have a problem with this spine, to be honest with you. I find it a little bit strange. And, you know, the article yesterday was that Tanner Boyd is going to be the halfback because he's good mates with Fifita and he knows how to use him. I've been calling for this for two fucking years. He's never been a hooker. He was an Australian schoolboys halfback. He played his club, school, reps, Australian schoolboys, everything. Him on the right side with David Fifita outside him. And for the last 2 years, the Titans have fucked around with Tanner Boyd, played him at hooker, done this, prioritised other halfbacks over him like Toby Sexton. And it just never made any sense to me at all. Now, at the back end of last season, Tanner Boyd got an opportunity to wear the halfback jersey. He did incredibly well. He was very, very impressive. He was exactly what he was coming through the grades until the Titans fucked around with him and moved his position around, which never made sense to me. They have spent the last few years trying to work out how do we get the best out of Fifita. And, you know, the answer that they've ended up turning to has been in the building the whole fucking time, which just makes no sense to me. I don't understand. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something here, and I'm sure there'll be Titans fans that'll tell me that I am, but I don't know. I've been saying this for like 18 months. Why? Why would, you know, if you're trying to work out how to get the very best out of him, and seemingly none of your halves are capable of doing it, why wouldn't you put the guy that's played with him the most out of essentially his entire life next to him? And you know what? I don't have a problem with the direction they're going in. It's fine, but you brought Kieran Foran. You brought Kieran Foran to the club. For me, I would have probably played him at halfback. That's the direction I would have gone in. I've got no problem with them doing what they're doing. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. If you're bringing him to the club, I would have 100% paired him up with Fifita. And I'm a little bit surprised they haven't. I understand what they're doing. I get it. But why the fuck didn't you do this a long time ago? You had Tanner Boyd the entire fucking time. It just, I don't know. It just seems a little bit illogical to me. And look, I don't have a huge problem with it. Don't get me wrong. But it is just so strange that this club goes out, gets Kieran Foran, rectifies a problem. They're trying to work out how to get the very best out of, you know, arguably their best player, the guy they're paying the most money to, their most explosive player, Dave Fifita. And this is when they make the decision to hand the keys to Tanner Boyd. Now, do I think Tanner Boyd will lead this team around? No, I don't. I think it'll be a pretty shared role. I do think Foz will be the main voice in this side. But I just find things that the Gold Coast Titans do to be so interesting. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense to me. Aaron Clark last year, I mean, it was blatantly fucking obvious he wasn't a hooker. I think you could tell he was uncomfortable playing hooker. They announced in the preseason, like 3 months before the season kicked off, that he was going to be the hooker. Me and Kempe sat there and went, what the fuck? We've got Aaron Clark, who's a lock forward that we're playing at hooker. We've got Tanner Boyd, who's a halfback and has been a halfback through his entire juniors, playing next to David Fifita throughout his entire juniors, getting the best out of him. We're playing him at hooker too. Toby Sexton's our guy. He's the man for the future. Fast forward 12 months later, Aaron Clark is at lock. Tanner Boyd's a starting halfback. Toby Sexton, I think he's going to really struggle to play any rugby league this year, to be perfectly honest with you. I just don't understand how this club functions at times. I really want them to be successful, but there's just so many things that don't make sense. And look, as I said, I don't have a huge problem with what they've done, yeah? I don't mind having Tanner Boyd there. I think it's fucking ridiculous that it's taken this long to work out. Maybe we should play this guy at halfback in his proper position next to the guy he's grown up with and has a fantastic combination with. It doesn't make much sense to me, but he's there now. Foz, he'll be on the other side of the park, so I imagine him and Bo Furmore will be on that side. I just hope that this all goes to plan for them. I really want to see it work out for the Gold Coast Titans. I think they should be more successful than what they have been. I know they made the finals a couple of years ago. You all got very excited about that. Said from day one, I mean, they made the finals that year with a record of 10-14. They lost 4 more games than they won. They shouldn't have been there. Sorry to tell you, shouldn't have been there. Never deserved to be there. This was 2022 was the evidence of that, in my opinion. Copped a lot of slack for it at the start of the season. Got called a Titans hater, all that sort of bullshit. The writing was on the wall. The writing was on the fucking wall. I love what they've done this year. Going out and getting Foz, going and getting Verrills. I absolutely love the decisions that they've made in the recruitment market. I just think it's very strange to now give Tanner Boyd the keys and put him next to Fifita when you went and got Foz, who would be the perfect guy to utilize Fifita. But we'll see how it plays out. As I said, I don't have a massive issue with it. I just find this club to be so illogical sometimes. I don't understand what they're thinking a lot of the time. The other big thing is here that AJ Brimson gets to play his key position. I think he is their best player. I think that it is fantastic he is playing fullback. But I mean, the elephant in the room, Jaden Campbell in jersey 14. I just think this kid is too good to not be playing in the starting side. And you know, I don't know where Jaden Campbell's mindset is at or whatever, or if he'll, I don't know if he's the sort of kid. I assume he is from what I've seen, but I don't know if he's the sort of kid to get put at 14 and go, well, I'm going to prove him wrong. I'm going to earn that spot back. I don't know if he's the sort of kid to go, fuck, I should be starting in this team. This is bullshit. But I'll tell you what, if I was a number of clubs out there, I'd be reaching out to Team Campbell and finding out what's going on and where he's at. And look, from what I've heard, he's Gold Coast through and through, which is all good and well. But I mean, if the opportunity isn't there at the moment, if this Titans team is successful, you know, I sort of see Jaden Campbell sort of sitting around in that 14 jersey for quite some time. I'd be interested, you know, personally, I think he's so good that if you're not going to have him at fullback, I think you've got to find a spot for him somewhere, whether it be center, wing, I don't know, but I'd be finding a spot for this guy somewhere in the team. He's also the sort of guy that, you know, I don't know if I want to put him in the front line. When you bring him on, do you play him at like 13? Do you just let him roam? Do you move AJ Brimson? I'm very interested to see how they utilize him coming onto the field and how they mix him into their side. I think it's going to be very interesting to watch. But as I said, if I was the Newcastle Knights, for example, obviously they've been chasing Lachie Miller pretty hard. Fuck me, if you can offer this kid an opportunity to come down and say the number one jersey is yours, it is yours 100%. There is no doubt about that. Becomes very interesting. The Canterbury Bulldogs, obviously the rumours have been circulating. They've been chasing Stephen Crichton for quite some time. I mean, fuck, you could probably get him a lot cheaper than what you could get Critter. There's an opportunity right there to go there to probably go to a better situation, potentially, depending on how the Titans go this year. Once again, all I've ever heard is that Jaden Campbell loves the Gold Coast Titans, obviously the son of Preston Campbell, one of their foundation players. But I mean, you've only got one career, and, you know, I don't know if he's going to want to sit on the bench for this long. Maybe he will if he does. Credit to him, 100%. I don't know him from a bar of soap. I'm just saying that if I was other clubs, I would be reaching out to this guy and I'd be seeing what his situation is. Even if I was one of the better clubs that don't need a fullback, I'd be reaching out and seeing what his situation is, because, I mean, we've seen this kid play. I don't think we've seen him to his absolute best yet by any means. But just some of the touches that this kid is capable of having is fucking unbelievable. Some of the things he's able to do, just how naturally he looks with a football in his hand, the way that he glides across the park, his balance. There's just something special about Jaden Campbell, and he's one of those guys that, you know, he's quick, he's skillful, all this, but he's also just got this little thing about him that you can't explain. His dad had the same thing. Obviously, his dad was so small, so that's what obviously caught your attention, but the way that he was able to handle the football, the way just how natural everything looked for Preston, Jaden's exactly the same. He's a little bit bigger. He's not the biggest body in the world, but he is a lot bigger than what Preston was, and it's just evident that he's got something. He's got some special ability, and I just worry how he's going to go in that 14 jersey. We'll see how it plays out. If he's anything like his dad, Preston, I'm sure he will do whatever is best for the Gold Coast Titans, but I'm never against a Jaden Campbell doing what's best for Jaden Campbell, potentially having a look at his options, because I'd be pretty disheartened with that, to be perfectly honest with you. So the Gold Coast Titans are an interesting prospect heading into 2023. I really like the side they've built. I've always been a Tanner Boyd fan, as you guys know. I've raved on for ages. Just put him at fucking halfback. He's a halfback. Give him an opportunity. I feel really sorry for Toby Sexton. He's a guy that, you know, I thought he handled himself pretty well. Australian schoolboys halfback from a couple of years ago. Came in with a heap of hype. Did reasonably well. And after one season, they've already brushed him to the side for the guy that they decided last year was a hooker. So I don't know. I hope this isn't the end of Toby Sexton at the Gold Coast Titans. They've also got young Weaver coming through there, who, once again, another very, very talented halfback. We've spoken about it for the last couple of years. Gold Coast Titans, they know their way around Australian schoolboys halfback. They've got three there at the moment. Toby Sexton's already had his shot. Seemingly, he's on the back burner. Weaver's in the first grade squad this year. And Tanner Boyd's gone from playing hooker to being the first choice halfback over Kieran Foran as it stands right now. So, really interesting. He's got the job this year of getting the best out of Dave Fifita. He has done it for a number of years. I think it was Palm Beach Currumbin they were at. I could be wrong. I think it was PBC, though. They were on the right edge there. They played Australian schoolboys together there, Queensland reps when they were younger there. So, Tanner Boyd, I think he's a very skillful halfback, as I've always said. And he's got a combination with Fifita in the past, just has to put him in good spots. I think Foz will still do fantastic for the Gold Coast Titans. He'll be amazing. But I do find it interesting, this decision that they've gone with.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And how soon they've gone with this decision as well. I find it bizarre how many coaches come out and name their teams before a trial is played, before you get all your players back from the off-season. I find it very strange. In my mind, I'd be, you know, wanting guys to really push for those spots. I'd be wanting to see what we can get out of Toby Sexton, how much he can push out of Tanner Boyd. I'd also want to, you know, throw Tom Weaver in there and say, fuck, if you're the best in the preseason, the conversation's there where we can talk about you being the halfback, and I'd like to see him given that opportunity. I understand that there are positives to giving guys early jerseys, but I just, you know, like they did it with Aaron Clark last year. It was an absolute fucking shit fight. It was never going to work. They were too stubborn for too long. I understand they had injuries and whatnot, and they've gone and solved that problem once again. They've gone and got Sam Verrills, which I think is going to be a fantastic signing. But yeah, I think this Tanner Boyd situation is going to be very interesting because we know that if the Titans don't fire, you know whose head it's going to fall on. It's going to fall on Tanner Boyd. It won't be Foz. It'll be Tanner Boyd that will get the blame. He will be the scapegoat. He's the young Gold Coast Titans halfback. They always become the scapegoats of fucking everything. And this is what I said about Toby Sexton at the start of last season. And shock me, one season down and he is gone. You know, I don't know how you expect halfbacks to be fantastic in their first season in a bottom four team. Like, and don't give me the bullshit, they were a top eight team the year before or whatever. They weren't. It was an easy year to make the top eight. We're talking completely, it's apples and oranges in my opinion. So I do feel sorry for him. This is what I've always said. People always want to draft and that, oh, you know, if Sam Walker wasn't at the Roosters, he'd be somewhere else right now and they'd be a different side. Would they? Would Sam Walker be the same guy if he wasn't at the Roosters? Personally, I doubt it. History says he probably wouldn't be. So, yeah, Gold Coast Titans, very, very interesting side heading into next year. I don't think they'll be a top eight team. I know a lot of people are very hyped up about them. I don't think they'll be a top eight team. I'm not sure if they'll be a top 10 team, to be honest with you. I think they will improve, but I don't think you'll see them play finals footy next year as it stands right now. And I think there's a lot more water to go under the bridge as far as the Gold Coast Titans and their 17 for 2023.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.